That's odd.
What, the phone is ringing?
Normally this is when we start the show, and Mike's not here, and the phone's ringing.
Very bad time to be calling.
Let me grab this. Hello?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
This Mike?
Yeah, it's me. How you doing?
Why aren't you here?
Where are
you? I'm just here to tell you. I know you guys have been talking about me behind my back, and I'm not coming to do the show.
What?
I'm in the Bahamas.
What are you doing there?
I'm on the beach in the Bahamas. I'm having a good time. You know?
I hear
I'm strong.
Waves.
I'm strong as a bull. I'm winning.
I hear waves.
Yeah, there are waves in the background. Yeah.
Waves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that stopped for a second. Goddamn iPhone. All right, yeah. There are waves in the
background. Are you getting in the water now? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm getting in the water. I'm just down here. I wanted you guys to know that Pharrell on the bench. I wanted you guys to know that I'm not gonna be coming back to the show.
Mike, that seems really odd to me.
You guys just don't get it. You don't understand it. I'm sick of the attitude. Look at
attitude?
That. You know what that looks like? That looks like a thunderstorm coming up there, Mike.
Bad weather. That'll ruin any trip, Mike.
We're going to get rain down here. Mike, I think it's going to pass after a while.
What was weird is you left the show yesterday going to an AA meeting, and then now you're in the Bahamas?
I'm down here just, enjoying my wind chimes, everything that I got down here.
It sounds awesome.
The wind's picked
right,
up a bit.
Stop. I'm obsessing over the sound.
What, is it hurricane season?
Just relax.
Oh, you're back at the beach.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm taking it wrong. I'm down here in the Bahamas. The fact is, you guys don't understand me.
Did you make it to the AA meeting?
AA, let me tell you something about AA.
What?
I don't need AA. I'm clean. I'm clean as a whistle.
You're clean?
I don't care what Buzz Burbank, whose actual name is Mike Elston. I don't care what he says about me. You guys don't understand. I'm strong. I'm winning. I'm king. I'm gold. You guys know that. You guys were a tin box until I came along and turned you into gold.
I think you're on drugs, Mike.
Right, Doug. You know, Buzz?
Yeah.
I'm not on drugs. I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know what makes you think I'm on drugs. I don't understand. The fact is that I'm a Superman. I'm a Superman. Don't you understand me, Buzz? You understand what a Superman is?
You must be now.
You're not in the family, man. Listen, I tell you, if you love my family, I will love you violently. If you disrespect my family, I will murder you violently.
See, the thing that troubles me about this is you seemed fine yesterday, and this doesn't seem like you. This is not how you ever... You see, you are like me.
You're not yourself.
You are like
me. Having a little trouble formulating that question, Rob?
Not really. Mike...
Thought I was the one who was supposed to be effed up.
More importantly...
Rob had too much crown last night.
Who are you down there with? Are you there with Carla?
I'm down here with... Carla left.
Really?
Yeah, I'm down here. I'm down here with Cappy, and I'm down here
Carl's
with Kate.
Mom.
I'm here with Girl. I'm down here with Girl.
All your goddesses?
That's right. All my goddesses are with me right now. Come on, Rob. Who are some of those Facebook goddesses? Come on, we can think of some, can't we?
Oh,
ask
sure.
me who I'm with. Come
G,
on, I
G, G down there.
That's right. I'm down here with G Saunders. She's
nice.
Down here.
Very
that's
good.
Right.
Is Tripp down
or
there?
Or G, whatever her new name is on Facebook.
Alethea.
Alethea Sanders is here. I'm down here with Tab Patterson.
Tripp
having a good time. Tripp Affleck is here also. Hank Reuter and Steve Bridges and Tommy Lang. Hey, Tommy Lang, look at that. He just did a belly flop in the pool.
And Mike, they're just like you.
They're just like, no one's like me.
What
I'm above you all. You have to realize that. And as soon as you can respect me and Rob Spiewak, whose real name is Chaim Levine.
What?
That's right.
What?
I know that for a fact. Wow, it's really Chaim Levine. Hold on a second.
What's the matter?
What's happening?
I just noticed on my clock it's meditation time.
Oh.
Hold on a second. It's meditation time.
Mike's going to meditate, apparently.
Time for me to meditate.
I sound too wired to meditate.
It might help him.
Oh, that's loud.
That's harsh.
Oh, that's loud.
Sounds good.
What the hell is he doing there? You okay?
I've just gone back into my mansion down here.
Are you by the grandfather clock?
I'm sure by the grandfather clock. Now I'm walking down to the laundry room. Let me see what's here. Oh, how come these shorts are still wet?
I tell you why.
I got to get all the biological stains out of them. I'm so pissed off. I really am. Oh, man, I'm soaking wet. Oh, dear. Oh, hey, Bill's calling. Oscar, I guess we better start the show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I love to make people laugh, and I've been doing it since... You know, school. People ask me, were you must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown and I studied him and saw how he made people laugh. And so I picked some things up and at parties and family functions, I have to say, I love, breaking people up. My father... Bless him, brought me into the business. This was his dental practice before. And I joke with my wife that, you know, at that point, that's when the money started rolling in, you know. Brave making more wampum to buy pelts. One happy squaw in wigwam, happy as mongoose. That is, of course, from Johnny Carson, who one of my heroes in a very funny bit.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You got to be very funny to play that unfunny.
That's right.
Exactly. Actually, who's Bill Dana?
Bill Dar, he's the vice president of sales for Mangrove.
Jose Jimenez.
Very good. Yeah, Bill Dana is Jose Jimenez.
I was using Oscar's iPhone with that opening bit, doing my best Charlie Sheen impression.
And a call came in.
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's 1630, KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 147 countries around the world. From the Cabby Fiverr Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Wow. It is Friday, Feb 25, 2011. And we are over 5 million downloads and rising. And as far as affiliates,
yes,
I have a major announcement about affiliates today.
Wow.
No, I don't. I just like to see Mark Ronick get freaked out. Well, anyway, today's show is brought to you by...
That was fun.
Netflix, yes. Yeah, I just guess I wish you would do that once in a while. Anyway, it's not... Oh, you might... Yeah, there's a challenge.
I might have this for you soon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really, really?
Really, really.
Oh, okay. And I will tell you this.
Yeah?
It's one you're going to like.
Really? So yes, you know about this?
He does.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I was on the ground floor on this one.
I was completely pulling that out of my... Yay!
No, good dude. Pull.
I was pulling it. Well,
good
see,
ass.
You know what? It's like the way this show works. Mm-hmm. It's the brain waves. Everybody's on that same wavelength.
Right.
How about that?
Sure, that's how it works.
It's not just movies at Netflix. Most of the TV shows we discuss are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches.
Oh.
Always thought that was the gayest name for the Apple product. An iPod Touch.
Nice touch.
Or think it's
even
sexy.
On your TV for just $8.99 a month for a free trial. Click the Netflix ad on our website, and we're very excited to be with you for a Friday show.
Good touch.
Always a lot of fun when we come in here on Friday, and lots to talk about today, including something I've been trying to get to all week long.
What's that?
Concerns Ustream.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a lot of you are on the show against this, but I would like to start this perhaps just an experiment next Monday. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Is it a bold experiment,
It is
Mike?
Not bold in any way, shape, or form.
A little bold.
Also, some discussion of the Hangover 2 trailer, which I watched.
Okay. Not good.
I love Clooney. I love our listeners. And the weekend mantra for me, pace myself.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. I'd say the mantra would be rest.
Well,
you need to rest this weekend.
Buzz.
And yes, how are you feeling? You felt like you were coming down ill yesterday. Are you better today?
Vitamins. Nice. I take lots of those vitamins. I'm doing fine, having a great old time. I'm taking lots of... Right around. Can't see me doing that.
What'd you take?
Singing voice.
Excellent.
RJ, please to take the remote from our new heating element. More on that later.
Yes.
We will be discussing that not really anytime soon, but when you hear it in April.
Mm-hmm.
In April, we'll be talking about it. Let me see the remote. Thank you.
We have a new remote that controls our environment.
Okay. I purposefully don't leave. I purposefully leave.
I saw that.
That's all right. That's just my
poor
foot.
RJ.
Here you go. Just hand it.
Oh,
just,
there goes
RJ. Out. RJ, just hand it to me.
I can't.
Please.
Thank you.
working great.
So very cool.
It's nice to have a remote.
All right, I just shut it off. Okay. Was there hot air coming out of there? Was there warm air coming out of there?
It's warm in here today because it's mungy outside.
It is warm outside.
It's
today.
Felt like Easter morning out there.
All right.
That's a holiday in April, Mark.
Oh. Okay.
In order for me. All right, I understand now. I won't get into it now. I just wanted it to be. It's so toasty. It's so nice and toasty. We are in a weather pattern here on the East Coast in the Washington, D.C. area that can best be described as spazoid.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's very, 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 very crazy. It's going from, you know, winter weather and snow to 70 degrees and spring, and it's very odd.
Don't forget the wind.
And the wind, yeah, today, another day.
Kieran
with 60
was tap dancing today.
Right. Really?
Yeah, we got rain coming through, but then it's going to dry up and be warm until you have 60 mile an hour winds. Mm-hmm. So you want a wet, dry, good, go, bad, yeah, nice, good.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's spring-like right now, calm outside, beautiful, really, and this afternoon, winds, cold, nasty, ugly.
60-mile-per-hour right. winds, mm-hmm. Buzz.
Right.
That's kind of something that'll mess up your porch.
It'll knock mm-hmm. your railing off
That's
your porch.
Right.
Mike, I know you got a show laid out, but if we could, just for 2 seconds, what are we going to do about these gas prices? Have you seen?
I want to tell you gas prices.
No, but he's right. $4 by summer?
What can be done?
Well, what I'm going to do, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get rid of that gas guzzling thing that I bought from numbnuts.
Mike, Mopar or no car?
How many times have you gone to a rental car place and asked?
Looking at Mark Ronnie, go, yeah, I'm ready to do like a whole half hour on that, dude. It's called the kiss it goodbye. I won't, in deference to him.
And ask. For That's a nice. Smaller car, because yes. yesterday I picked up my rental car and they gave me a Chrysler Sebring. Which
and
is
you
kind
have
of,
a you have a gas guzzler.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you got a rocket ship.
Yes, yeah. And yeah. But right now that one of those vehicles is in the shop, and mm-hmm. I went to go get my rental car.
Right.
And I said, "What do you have on the lot?" And he said, "All we have is this Chrysler Sebring because it's Manassas."
Ew.
And I said,
"I've rented them. I've rented Sebrings before.
Isn't that like?
Isn't that the only? Aren't car rental companies the only people that have Sebrings?"
Yes, white Sebring. Yes,
I don't
that's
think so.
That's what they have.
I see them on the road everywhere.
And in Florida, they have convertible Sebrings.
Mm-hmm. All I asked for, I said,
"What keeps them in business?"
You may not get this request a lot, but do you have a Focus or a Civic? And the guy looked at me. He's like, "We actually don't get that request a lot. Let me check."
Okay.
So he checked, and he comes back, and he's like, "All we have is this vehicle, mm-hmm. and we've got a big Dodge Ram."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, call me if you get a Civic or a Focus in, because I would like one of those."
Yeah.
Enterprise. Yeah.
They were so good to me when I took the trip up to Toronto, though.
Yes. Right?
Because I said,
"Well, I'm not
want,
slandering them. I just good. When
I can hook you up over at Enterprise."
Well, it's too late now. It's already done.
I got connections.
You can get them a little
the
car.
The one in Manassas?
The one in Manassas.
I legitimately asked them to call me as soon as they get a Focus in, because I need to get the smallest car possible.
Drop Ike May O'Mara, A's aim name.
Really?
And get the RK of a dream, Eam Day Dre.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, because I went in there. When I went to Toronto, I said, I want the biggest, baddest
right.
SUV you yeah. got.
And they gave also gave him a Sebring.
They gave me the Ford. No. They gave me the Ford Expedition, mm-hmm. that giant, massive vehicle that I took up to the Great White
it
North.
It served you well.
I should have talked to you before I went. Also know this. I tweeted on my Twitter account yesterday that I said, I love what's going on in North Africa, mm-hmm. and I love what's going on in the Middle East. The revolution, it's truly inspiring.
I do, too.
Inspiring.
I like it, too.
Viva la revolution.
It's though, exciting. I mm-hmm. hate the way it affects my gas prices.
Of course, we all
and
do.
That is Libya on the label.
Yeah, and I got like some really anti-American like tweetbacks, basically responses saying, how dare you say something like that? I'm just telling the truth.
Well, yeah, we like to see the Middle East, because we want to see governments get in place that perhaps are better towards the United
yes.
States. But here's the problem with mm-hmm. all those revoluciones.
Yes.
There ain't no guarantee at all that the governments that are formed after they blow up these countries uh-huh. are going to be sympathetic to the United
Could
States
very
at all.
True. Anti-American.
And
yeah.
the reason that I understand this, the price of gas goes up because of the problems in Libya, is because China gets all their oil from Libya.
Right.
This is the way I understand
it. You're on the right track.
And when China can't get their oil, they go elsewhere, and that drives the product prices up because they buy it from our markets.
Exactly.
And because you've got that big guy drinking out of the oil well, they are making our prices go up.
You
is
understand
that right?
it perfectly.
That's did I get
exactly
that right?
Exactly correct.
Perfect.
Yes.
That's scary, though.
Yeah, it is. It's not good.
That's very scary. So we don't
well,
know.
It makes perfect sense.
And it reminds us how tenuous, how fragile the whole balance is, how fragile the situation
I'm
is.
I'm not an international relations major, so I don't really have any idea. But if you were a
you're
betting
right,
man.
Mike, you just had the minor in that.
That's right. Yeah. Let me ask a man
American
of science.
University.
Oh, man of science.
Buzz Burbank, man of science.
Let me ask a
Dr.
man of
Elston.
Science. Do you see. I'll tell you my theory on it. Okay. I see Muammar Gaddafi surviving this. I think he ain't Hosni Mubarak, and he is more than capable of shutting this down. And a lot of people are saying, well, there'll be parts of the country that are Gaddafi, and there are parts of the country that aren't. I see Muammar Gaddafi getting his country back, and getting it back in a real ugly, nasty way. What
Even
do you
as
think?
Scary and crazy as he is?
Well, that's why.
That's
I mean, because he's scary.
Way.
Hosni right. Mubarak was a semi-normal.
I
he was a dictator, but he was semi-normal.
I disagree with
so
you.
So do I.
You disagree. Yeah.
The okay. only way even possible... If it was even possible, it would have happened a week ago, because his son, who's Western educated, would probably had the best chance of actually writing the ship, if you will. because now his tactic is to blame Osama bin Laden. That's his latest tactic.
That's the weird tactic.
That's when the U.S. and drugs. Yeah, well, that's when you go into like Crazyville where you're like, okay, man, you are grasping, and this is a Hail Mary.
He said yesterday that the protesters are on drugs. And he literally said that.
Yeah, I mean, there's drugs in the milk, but they're handing out.
It isn't because in the milk that they put in the coffee, exactly. Right, yeah. But it isn't because he's crazy that he won't survive. It's because now that the world sees that he's crazy, I think he'll be killed. I don't think he'll survive, and I don't think he will control.
One of the other theories is
the rebels already have control of the country, pretty much.
Well, one of the other theories that's out there that's related to that he will be killed is that at the very that very soon you might even see this guy hop on a jet and get the hell out of Dodge.
And anyway, the whole world is going to be looking for this guy, and the UN, as I will report later, is already looking at trying him for war crimes. So somebody's going to track this guy down and either make him stand trial or kill him.
Can I ask you another question? I know this isn't serious. Friday, but I wanted to get everybody's thoughts in the room about this. So the Libyan, the Gaddafi family, if you will, has billions and billions of dollars,
and they all do,
and they're known for throwing these lavish New Year's parties. Mm-hmm. Where in the past, Mariah Carey has sang,
thank you,
Beyonce, Usher, and they get paid like $1 million a gig to be there on New Year's
for four songs,
for four songs or whatever it may be. If you're an American and you hear that these American artists are going over and doing these type of gigs, do you feel it's un-American of them? Because especially the history of Libya and Gaddafi with the Lockerbie bombings and 250 people that died in that airplane bombing. Do you feel it's un-American to them, or do you think it's just a free market and do what you will? If you got the cash, go and do it.
I think it's a very tough call, but I would err on the side of anybody that has ever had a kid in school would think of the students that were on that Pan Am jumbo jet that crashed in Scotland, and I would say you are culpable. You know, you welcome back the mastermind of this. You're the government that did that, and I would have a tough time, especially if I was somebody at the level of Mariah Carey enough money to do it.
Right,
you could say no. Yeah, you know, if they offered us $1 million to go to do the podcast, well, of course we would all say
we gotta go.
In a way, is not Mariah Carey punishing him by charging him $250,000 a song, and she's going to bring that money back.
No, she's giving him pleasure.
No, it's blood money. I wouldn't take it. Whether I'm doing a podcast or on Mariah Carey, I wouldn't do it.
And the one thing that I remember, the most recent news, the last time we heard about Libya, was that guy that got out of prison because he was allegedly ill, and he went back to a hero's welcome, and he was a mastermind of the bombing. Everybody, when you even put this in an abstract way, you have to stop, and you have to rewind, and you have to put yourself in that condo or that apartment building or that hotel room where think about what's going on here. You are talking about a man who is taking his time planning out in meticulous detail, putting an explosive on an airliner full of 250 complete innocent people from all different faiths to blow it out of the sky so that all of those people died one of the most horrible deaths imaginable, and then you're welcoming this guy back to your country as a hero. I say that it's an easy decision now that I think of it, because it's not hard at all. You know, when you think of Gaddafi
in
those
historical
terms,
context,
and I mean, he's a guy, he's just a bad guy. He's been a bad guy for a long time. I think because he's a bad guy, that's why he might survive
this.
You know, but what do we care about in this country? It's our gas prices. That's what we care about more than anything else. And
fair, because a lot hinges on that.
Yeah, but it also
the spotlights food and everything else.
But it spotlights once again we're making no progress at all
of becoming no longer dependent.
Yeah,
on oil.
It stays where it
it's
is.
Our
we
fault.
Should be. Right. We should be light
everybody
years ahead of where we are.
Except for Marsha, which is obviously Buzz Burbank's wife,
right?
And Mark Ronick
with his the
because
two
they,
Prius
they all
drivers.
The real name Mike. Right. We chose otherwise.
And you know what?
Saves a lot of money.
It does.
Boy, this is going to sound so hypocritical here. But I know I drive a gas-guzzling vehicle, but I'm talking about, on the large scale of things, I think I will drive, maybe the gas prices going up will eventually push the people like me out of the deal. I think more along the lines of government ought to give us more alternatives, you know.
Yes.
And I'm talking about beyond just gas prices, all sorts of fossil fuel alternatives, which I think everybody, just going slow.
I'll jump under the bus and I'll bring you with me. We have had gas guzzling cars and expensive gas times before.
Right.
And you and I just bought cars with V8 engines because
you said it proudly.
Like the power.
Yeah. I love
it's
that.
It's a luxury.
Well, of course, we all do like it.
And you know what? And you pay for luxuries.
And it is an American thing to love a noisy engine and you know, to love that. I love an engine. I love Harleys. I love power boats that have big, huge. There's nothing it's one of the things I truly love.
You hit it with alternatives. If we want freedom of choice, and many people in this country are saying we should have freedom of choice, fine. If gas prices go up to $15 a gallon and you can afford to pay it, more power to you. But you're right, it'll drive most of us into more economical cars. And I do think that the more that happens, because we do like power and speed, that these electric cars will become more powerful and faster. I think it's just a transition. We just need to start making the transition.
It just couldn't come soon enough.
Right.
I just felt like I was kind of just joking, because that's what you do sometimes.
How much
Facebook
you get to the
Twitter.
Gallon on your little sucker?
I fill up twice a week, man.
Yeah. Well, you drive like I drive.
Man.
You drive twice a week. You drive into the district
That's 80, the, maybe $50.
The Prius, 46 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And plenty. I rode in it with Mark. Mm-hmm. Plenty powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still an unpleasant ride because you're with Mark.
Quick pickup, too. I mean, it'll snap, too.
I'm going to be real here. The only thing, and this is gonna hurt, that I was driving out of your house, I want to say six or 7 months ago, and I rolled up next to Mark Ronning in what I call the potato wedge, which is the Prius.
It's not a pretty car.
It does look like a steak pie.
I like the potato wedge.
Not a pretty car.
And I looked at him, and I looked at me, and this is when I was driving the newer car, when I just had gotten it.
Right.
And
the
one
you crashed.
Yeah. Well, no.
Here we go.
Okay.
And I sat there and I said, that man is a smarter man, but I'm having more fun in this thing.
I love it.
I'll tell you, the Prius is fun to drive.
It is.
You look better, but my...
No, you win.
Always fun to drive. It's like driving a computer.
But
what I
felt like was, as I said, that man is a smarter man.
Is driving a computer
and that's
fun?
All at the end
of
the day.
It's like you're in Star Wars in your spaceship. You got
the
all
interior
sorts
is
of
pretty cool.
Stuff
the interior
to play
is pretty
there.
Cool.
It's going to get better. I think it has to. It's going to get better.
It's just the wedge look.
The Chevy,
I know.
Right.
The
Chevy
wedge,
Volt.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, the Chevy Volt is a car that I might look at, you know, that I'm intrigued by because, you know, but the idea, here's what I love and what I love more than anything, and that's why I have the car I have. I love the sound of an engine. I love the sound of an engine. That's why
feel.
I love a Harley. It's the Harley culture.
Blew you know, my
when
doors
you,
off.
When you talk about the sound of this.
Your car.
You
know,
I love that.
That gets great mileage.
That does great, but that can't be driven on the Beltway at 4:30 in the morning.
That's probably the best time to drive it on the Beltway.
Yeah, unless you just want to say sayonara.
Do you foresee the $4 gas, or do you think it's going to taper off?
I think it will definitely hit the $4 gas.
I think it could be. I mean, I'm hearing it could go as high as $5.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. You know, this is not something I see calming down quickly, but at the same time, you never know. He could get on a jet and leave the country. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, things could stabilize very quickly.
I don't know what the way fuel prices are. It might be too expensive to fly.
So I got that call during the show. You know why I got that call? Because on my way in, we were trying to figure out to buy our plane tickets now. Not our, but our work plane tickets for our team going out to the trade shows now before the summertime comes.
Yeah.
Because we want to get ahead of the gas hike.
Airline fuel prices up 58%.
It's making trips to Japan prohibitively expensive.
No.
When does she come back?
She's on the ground now.
Oh, wow.
All right, when we come back, I will tell you why I love Clooney and also Ustream. Finally get to that when we come back on the show. Question for you, Mark Ronick. You ever talk to our affiliates? Do I leave enough time
with the music? Yeah, they're happy.
They're fine
with
that?
Yeah, they are absolutely
fine. All right, I just wanted to make sure
that's
aware of that.
That's after they say, Mark who?
Our second segment is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Yay.
What do we buy at Amazon? Well, click cast favorites at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon and find out. You'll also find products featured on the show, plus music special sales and the stuff other listeners buy. Bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. Support the show. Shop Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We would certainly appreciate that. And you know, the numbers that we're getting here at the show indicate that you are doing that and you are supporting the show.
Thank you.
And, you know, we throw in this little extra that our hoodies are now for sale. You saw those yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we would love you to buy the Mike O'Mara Show hoodies as well.
There's something else for sale now.
And there's something else for sale.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Do you mean a brand new one?
A brand new T-shirt.
A little T-shirt.
Oh, a brand new T-shirt. That's right.
Yeah, it's the, I'm on board.
Hold on. Who does this? I do this, right?
Yeah, but you need to know about the product.
I talk about what we're going to sell, and I gave us an Amazon commercial.
You did.
Right.
And I was even going to start talking about the hoodies.
You mentioned the hoodies.
But you couldn't keep it in your pants.
Did
you ever think?
Don't look at
me. Did you ever think?
Don't look at me.
Did you ever think that, maybe there was a chance that later in the show I was even going to talk about the thing that I'm protesting?
Mike?
That I don't believe it.
Why are you yelling at me? He's the one who did it.
You did do that, Mark. I will have your microphone turned off.
Don't you want me
to
make money?
I will have your microphone. No.
No.
I will have your microphone turned off.
In that case, he's doing a great job.
You want to do it now?
Mention
it now. Mention it now.
I don't want to.
Mention it now. Mention it now. Won't be later in the show. Won't be later in the show. I was going to mention it later in the show. I was really even going to give you, not you, but maybe Rob a chance to talk about
it. What might be
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
If we mention it now,
just shut up for a second. Can I just get this out? Can I just get this out?
I don't know.
Can you?
Okay. All right, I'm going to say one thing, and I shouldn't after all of this. Okay, it's beautiful. I'm going to give you that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that. It may be the best looking, really, design that I have ever seen us do.
Okay.
It may be something that I even thought I'd like to wear, but I can't. I can't on principle.
Right.
But if you
want to,
you, so go ahead. Tell now that you've been chopping, now that you're fully turgid, you know, why don't you tell the people? Tell the people with the T-shirt that you're, you know, that you're thinking about more than anything else on this show.
No,
go
I'm
ahead.
Not.
Tell them what it is.
I'm now on board. Rob has convinced me. So I decided to make a T-shirt for Cats 2011. Available now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
The design is beautiful.
Thanks. Okay, is that it?
That's it. I apologize.
All right. They're made out of 100% cat.
Is it at 9 or 8:58?
Yeah, they're made out of cat.
Why at 8:58, Oscar, that's when you can get your exclusive access.
That's how much the T-shirt costs?
No, we're talking about details.
We're talking about the actual event. The event starts at 9 o'clock.
If you are going to buy this thing that they're selling.
Cat T-shirt.
If you're buying that, can I just throw this in? Get a hoodie at the same time.
It's
they look great
put
together.
The hoodie over it.
Still chilly weather.
Okay. Where will we have a picture of a? Are we gonna have a picture of the of your thing?
That'll drive some traffic.
I'll text it to you later. The it's at the MikeOMaraShow.com website, and it's also on Facebook and Twitter.
I like the tail. All right.
I like the tail.
So do I.
Do you mean I like the tail on
T-A-L-E of
the tail.
The tail of cat?
I like the design.
I like the tail.
Ustream. I'd like to start monitoring our Ustream so I can see the text messages.
The chat room.
All right.
The chat room.
The chat room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I do that?
Yeah, we can do
can
that.
Can we rig it up so I can do that next week?
Yeah.
Because I'd like to see the comments and I'd like to start responding.
Okay. Kind of like on CNN when people are like, from Facebook.
Yes.
You know, when that guy, that jerk that got fired?
Yes.
Who's that jerk that got fired?
Oh, what was
Sanchez?
His name? Rick Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Right.
One of yours.
Yeah, one of my people.
I'd love to do that. Just have a little interaction with the show. Uh-huh. So
you're putting your toe into the
Ustream water.
Yeah, exactly.
Ustreamers. You know, and instantly, is there any way we can get that through our website, or do we have to use Ustream?
No, people to go to MikeOMaraShow.com/video, and they can get the video and the chat room.
That is.
Ustream. And it's great video.
All right, so I can have a little monitor here.
Yes.
On that day, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
If it pisses me off, we'll stop doing it, and we'll see. I know Buzz is vehemently against it.
Vehemently.
Right.
I'm so excited for it.
It's funny, though, when you are accused by a guilty party, when you are accused of being distracted by the man who on the old Mike O'Mara
show.
Such
a different world.
As soon as he got text messaging, he was gone. There were many shows we'd be having a discussion, and I would hear in the background Buzz going,
dozens of times.
I deny that
per show,
absolutely
per show,
routinely,
really?
All the time,
routinely.
And the laugh mic was more like this.
We'd be cruising along. Say, Rob and I are talking about.
No, that was laughing at your comedy.
Rob and I would be having a discussion about something, Beth Ann's vagine or something. Yeah. We were talking about, and you would hear Buzz in the background, and just out of nowhere, you'd hear.
It's never happened.
head.
I can't. I lost count.
So you stream on Monday, hopefully, or the video page, nice or text experiment. Messaging. And now, will Ustream be the only way they'll be able to do that?
Yeah, it's like a chat room. It's like text messaging.
So we're using them for the chat room.
Right. Yes.
And is it going to be real time? Will it be pretty much, or is it going to be a little behind?
It's constant up.
It's real time?
It's like a
bless you, Robbie. Thank you.
Are you getting sick?
Yeah, I'm death in the death door. I'm at death's door.
Are you getting sick?
No, you know what it is.
He's applauding that.
That's great. You still don't know how to run board, so you can't sit here.
That's right.
The problem is this warm snap has wakened up the allergens.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to say this before I go any further, that I have been meaning to say this again and again. I like to do it periodically, mm-hmm. but you folks that download this show and send the messages to all of us mm-hmm. and buy the stuff that we offer you and buy the stuff that you want that doesn't have anything to do with us, but you go through Amazon to get it and Netflix and Mangrates and Dr. Friedman and all of our mm-hmm. sponsors.
We appreciate that so much.
It is so it's so exciting to know that this is a valuable, viable commodity mm-hmm. because of the participation. We are not as big as other podcasts. There are podcasts that have bigger numbers than we are. But as far as our listener passion, mm-hmm. we're number one.
That is
why we are number one on iTunes week in, week out. And it is really, amazing. It's really, as you've used the word before, humbling, Buzz, mm-hmm. and yes, I agree. It humbles me too.
Very cool.
Every time that Mark, it's usually, I guess it posts on Saturday, and Mark will post, we're number one in iTunes mm-hmm. comedy podcast.
Right.
I see it and I double check the date and make sure it's not the same one over again. Yeah. It blows my mind that that's our status
week after week
in that environment. Yeah. And
that's right.
It is humbling and it's staggering. And thank you all.
So
for
a big thank you to our listening audience for that. I'm flipping around and checking everything out. And of course, the big story from yesterday and today was into today was Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
And I've said this on The Edge on the morning radio show here in Washington, and I've said it here that you know this myth. That some of these broadcasters are putting out there that mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen is okay. I mean, the guy is...
Clearly, he's not.
I worry because really through all of it and all the entertainment that he's given us with these rants and these raves, mm-hmm. and I guess you'll have some of that on the audio vault
actually,
today.
We're going to play it in news.
In the news.
Okay, we have all of it, but we do have the tape.
Yeah. We'll do it in the news. It seems to me that Charlie Sheen is, you know, the only time this is going to end is when he goes all Anna Nicole, and I'm worried about that, you know, because I do feel kind of sorry for the guy, because you're talking about, at the very least, the son of a performer,
uh-huh.
the son who probably had kind of a weird childhood because he got into it very young, probably neglected in certain areas because dad was always off making movies. And, you know, you feel sorry for the guy, and he's rebelling now against everything. It just sounds like it. He's so defiant and so
set in his ways.
He's
an addict in denial. That's what you're hearing.
A deluded addict in denial.
Exactly.
Do you feel that there have been Hollywood stars in the past, let's say, for example, Robert Downey Jr.,
mm-hmm.
that has had maybe a ride of this nature
mm-hmm.
and it just hadn't been chronicled in the way it has this time around with Charlie Sheen just because of technology and the evolution of TMZ
and the popularity of his show
and Perez Hilton
and all
that,
that
stuff.
Yeah, but you know, also, just to add to that before you answer, the problem is Sheen because he's outwardly putting himself out there. And Downey got caught, but Downey was never out calling radio shows.
He laid low. Yeah.
Wait, but there's a difference here. When this happened, this is societal. Mm-hmm. This is not the individual. When Robert Downey Jr. was doing this stuff, this is back when this was bad stuff.
Yes.
This is back when Dan Patrick or whoever this asshat mm-hmm. is out in L.A. that does the morning show,
Alex
Jones. These guys would be condemned. Because you're giving him a platform, because you're treating him like he's a normal dude. And Robert Downey Jr., I remember the Robert Downey Jr., it was taboo. It was bad stuff. We were all looking at it like, oh, this guy's, you know, the press on it was bad. It was not as lighthearted. It wasn't the era of
celebration.
Lindsay Lohan
but
and Charlie
lovable
Sheen.
Lovable bad boys. There's none of that.
Here's a guy from the number one or number three scripted show on television. Everybody in America knows who this guy is, and he plays essentially himself on this show. You know, some things have changed technologically, but I think a lot of it is Charlie Sheen, not so much a change in times or a change in societal attitude.
You don't think that we would come down on this a little bit more, say,
we expect
15
it,
years
we,
ago?
We expect it far more from, well, 15 years maybe, but I think we expect it far more from Charlie Sheen.
When was
we
Robert Downey, Jr. doing his crap?
Well, probably about 10 or 15.
About
you're probably
10, 15
right.
Years
time,
ago.
Time gets away faster than you suspect.
I just remember, you know, everybody went, oh, man, what an F up. That's all we were thinking. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing we
I
thought
felt
about Robert
Downey. Because I like the actor. I thought he was. I think he's a very good
actor. I do remember thinking that he was beyond help, and now he is, you know, he's fine. He's a power player.
Oh, let me
now.
Throw that out. I mean, do you think there's any chance that, you know, well, obviously there's a chance for anything, but do you guys believe the way we're going right now that Charlie Sheen could rebound from this and come
only
back?
Only if Sheen lets it happen. He's the one in control.
He has to fall even farther, obviously, because falling to the level he's fallen to obviously isn't enough. He's still in denial.
Well, you hear that stuff that we'll hear in the news, mm-hmm. and I ask people to judge them for themselves. I'm listening to a guy that's going to be on a slab.
We should probably hit that early, too, if we can.
Very, very sadly, slow stuff there. And not a slab necessarily because of an overdose or anything like that, but I think a slab because he's just going to, he's going to do the wrong thing.
Uh-huh. Fell out of a porta potty.
Yeah. it's going to be some fluke
like
freak
that.
Accident.
The good news for all of us in this room is it opens up a spot on the primetime schedule.
Are you able to talk about that?
I think a little bit.
I'll let you. Story. You're one of the producers, so I'll let you say as much as you feel comfortable saying. I didn't expect to do that, but go right ahead.
Soon, everyone in this room and then some will be working on a network television show that is animated. It's not the Gabe Strine cartoon that you've come to know. It's something entirely new and different, and we're very excited about it. The prospects look very, very good, and networks are starting to bid on the program, and we could appear on a schedule before you know it.
I'm shocked he went into that much detail.
I'm amazed.
I walked out of here, and I knew you guys had a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever may happen out of this, right. I can't be happy for you guys.
Awesome. You will not be excluded from.
Are you surprised he gave us that
much? I'm going to knock on wood right now for you.
That's really.
We're going to keep our fingers crossed. You know, I mean,
it's
Friday buzz. It's still on Monday,
early.
He wouldn't have said
it hasn't been signed yet, but we have actual written bids.
We're in the get-go stages of something, and I think this is exciting. And Buzz will keep us posted. And I look forward to being able to share more detail with you on this podcast and getting back to the Charlie Sheen thing. Everybody kind of likes the guy. That's why the series is so popular.
Yeah.
I feel, there is a good chunk of me that feels bad about this and still says,
I don't think
God, Daddy, go rescue him again. Mm-hmm. I know you did it once before, but go get him again.
This is bad.
I don't think as many people like him as people think like him. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
No. I'm aware of him. I appreciate what he does and what he does for CBS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the show.
There was a public opinion poll just a week or so ago that showed Charlie Sheen's popularity is strong and has gotten even stronger recently. Now, I think that will change with the news that is being announced today.
But I don't think he's any great shake.
Do you think the common guy, though, in America that, let's say in Iowa, is walking around, hears this story and says, hey, it's his money, it's his life? Or they're like, hey,
there's a lot of that.
Or they're like, hey, you know, this guy's got his priorities out of control. He's got to get his life together.
Or are they saying this guy is not a guy and he's not even a person? He's a Hollywood robot and this is how they operate out there.
It's expected.
And there's no way to stop it.
They're going to be pissed that the show's going away.
I think another reason why he might be a little more popular than he would have been in years past is my agent sent me a story about the lack of real men in America right now. And it was an interesting story on how what you have now with guys in their 20s is you have a prolonged adolescence. You have, certainly at our station, we had tons of examples of this from these guys.
In management.
That where, you know, and the best example, they use this example, is Seth Rogen in Knocked Up.
Right.
You know, when he's, he's this guy that's, in his mid to late 20s, soon to be in his 30s, and he's just knocking around being a doofus playing video games, and they're going to try to start a porn site, and that there are more and more men like this that really just don't want to get to it as far as being a responsible member of society.
Right.
And I think so people look at a Charlie Sheen, it's like, hey, look at him, he's an older guy and he's an F-up. I can be an F-up for longer than that.
A very successful F-up.
I think that attitude, and because I lived on the West Coast, if you will, that is accepted more there because of just the age difference. When you're in your 30s, and I'm not saying this because I'm in my 30s, it's the same for your 40s or 50s, guys like me on the East Coast here are really should be settling down and starting a family. Mm-hmm. On the West Coast, all my friends that are in their 30s are still doing what I was doing in my 20s.
Right.
So when I go there, it's like that's a true. Time
but,
warp.
But you know what? It's like on in a retail establishment. How much is something worth? Something is worth what someone pays for it.
Right.
Well, how long can you get away with having an extended adolescence? As long as you can get away with it.
As long as you can get away
and
with it.
If society allows you to do it, why are you going to try harder? Because
if
you're getting
society
by.
And your interpersonal relationships
exactly.
allow you to do
well,
it.
I meant society in all circles.
You know, yeah. because, I mean, I don't know, because you guys helped me with this one, mm-hmm. because I remember when I owned the bar, and I would always sit there, and I would look at my Friday nights and my Saturday nights, and I would say, well, there we go. There's the pack of 11 guys walking in together. Right? Mm-hmm. And I would say, Jesus Christ, does anybody anymore just literally say, I'll pick you up at 8, get into my car and come in, you know, that's not married right. or not engaged right. yeah. as a couple.
No.
Does anybody date anymore?
No, it's a pack mentality.
It's a pack mentality.
And that is probably that derives out of our new social networking and the convenience of cell phones.
As so my question would be, has it been that way forever?
No.
Or is that a relatively new phenomenon?
I think that's relatively recent.
What about you? You agree with that?
No, you're absolutely right. That's what happens. Like, for example, this weekend, a friend's having an open house for a place he just got. Mm-hmm. And as I sat there, I realized that I'm going to
come with me to Jimmy's tonight.
I'm going with 5 people to this open house.
Really?
When it really should be myself and my lady.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I'm going with 5 people.
Sure. Sure. Because nobody, well, everybody likes to walk in a group. Everybody likes to walk in a pack. Everybody
there's a
likes
lot of things. Also, you
know,
do you remember 25 years ago when it was okay to drive drunk?
You know? Oh, God. That's
no,
funny. That's
but I mean, I can hear stories from my dad's uncles that one of the things they do when they go to the beach is the first thing they do is buy a case of beer.
Sure.
So right. they'd be ready to go when they got to the beach. That's how it used to be in the 50s. Well, now you go to a party.
And people would date. You get a girl's phone number. You call her up and you date. When are you going to date her? You're going to date her on Friday or Saturday night.
Right.
That's you pick her up at 8. Let's go to a movie. Let's go out.
But
you know?
The pack mentality means if there's 5 people going, one person's driving, 4 people can get hammered.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And you know what? And this is,
Or you go to Jimmy's and you have, you know, on the radio, you ask him to get you a room.
And shuttle service.
I better say.
Did it change?
I'm checking in as Mickey Mouse.
We'll fix that with editing.
Done that twice now. I'm such a dipshit.
Stop it!
We'll fix that with editing.
Such a total idiot.
So
no, my life at the Edge was I try to get free tickets to go to the Caps game.
Yes.
Right.
If I can't get them, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? And God bless Jimmy Cerito, who supports this show and now is supporting the radio show.
Is he
as
really?
Best he can? Well, he's sponsoring our leftovers.
As long as his priorities cool. are
and,
okay.
And you know, he is a guy that supports it. And I'm so I gave him a little free plug-a-roo.
Well, sure.
And said I'll go out there and watch the game tonight. And he has got a... It's funny because he's got a great bar to watch the game.
His whole bar is like a luxury suite.
But it's like killer. Any bar, any bar fly, which I am, I know exactly where I want to be. There's this one seat that I want to be at.
Mike's seat.
It is, Rob, if you come in the
is
door.
Is it where he normally puts us?
No. Not when I solo fly.
Okay.
And Carla's like already saying, I'll think of it. When Carla says, I'll think about
it's
it,
no.
she's at her mother's house.
Okay. Oh.
So when you go into the bar, you take that immediate right turn, and then you walk to the end of the bar.
Uh-huh.
It's that last seat. On the corner,
okay.
facing the television.
Yeah, because you're all alone.
It's a solo location.
Yeah, that's it. You're all alone.
And the best seat in any bar is a corner seat.
Right, and when stuff starts happening,
yes.
you are right in the middle of it.
See everything. Yeah.
The worst thing that ever happened to me, I was at that seat one time when I was just doing the watch the game, drink at Jimmy's.
Right.
Don't want to be, want to be around people, want to have a bartender serve me beers. That's what I want. Uh-huh. And a guy comes in and sits at the corner seat next to me, which faces nothing. And brings out his Kindle and begins to read.
Oh,
and
no.
that's when I wanted to stab the guy.
At least pull out an iPad.
Exactly.
Please.
Yeah, and show me some porn on it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So I don't know where this started. It started with Charlie Sheen.
Right.
Can I just quickly?
Yes,
chip
go right
in
ahead.
Here?
Yes.
So Kara's trying to break down my porn habits.
Uh-huh.
So I don't do anything on the computers now. Right. And I hope to God she's not listening right now. Uh-huh. If you are, earmuffs, baby.
How do you get your porn fixed?
So I go to my iPad.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, you have to be some sort of deviant to try and prop that thing up on your chest. Because
wow.
unless you have a book stand, it's like one hand's doing one thing, the other hand's doing the other
Can't
thing.
Can't you get a stand for the iPad?
You can, but I don't have one yet.
He's got a stand.
It's like,
use a roll.
What can I lean this this again.
I got to tell
it's
you.
It's a rolled up pair of socks.
The Cirque du Soleil has nothing on me.
Wow. That's funny. That's maybe the most horrifying thing I've ever heard.
I might pursue that on a later show. That might be interesting. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob Spiewak and the Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Berry Show as we lead up to our break. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! Say you want a revolution. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, which is brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman.
Yay.
Looking younger is easier than you think, people. Oh. And it doesn't always mean surgery. Plus, you can now get special deals on all kinds of services with Dr. Friedman's newsletter. To sign up, just click his ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Explore the rest of his website, too, and tell a family member it's Dr. Bruce Friedman. Let's see what's in the audio vault today. Rob Spiewak.
1 second quick. Happy birthday, George Harrison. Second issue, Rainn Wilson on the David Letterman program.
Yeah.
Stealing our bits, Mike.
Really? What did he do?
Doesn't that piss you off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Rainn Wilson on the radio show.
How was he? He seems odd, but okay. Right. Yeah.
He had weird book.
Dwight Schrute. Yeah, right. Dwight Schrute from The Office.
Yeah, I mean, he was fine. He was all right.
Talking to Letterman and stealing our bits.
Is it a son? You have
son. Yes, Walter.
How old is Walter?
Walter is 6 years old.
6 years old. Now, throughout his life and already, have you started calling him Wally?
How dare you?
I don't know.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Wally. Who calls a Walter a Wally? No. Walt is acceptable.
Okay, Walt. Okay? All right.
Don't say Wally.
All right.
Okay, I'm punching the nose.
Wow!
How dare you is funny.
It's a good question. Not really. I love you, Dave. But
I love you as well. This coming from a guy whose name is Rain.
So you watch your ass, Rainn Wilson.
Hey, David
saying.
Letterman. Get another head cold, Dave.
Yeah. Another close-up of your fingers, Dave.
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't look well.
He's sick again?
Yeah. And you know what?
I hate to say it, but it's ever since that heart surgery.
Yeah. Well,
what are the stats on that? You know, seeing as the odds are, I think, overwhelming that I'll probably be having the same procedure in about a month.
All statistics right now point to the fact that Letterman is still alive. I'm sorry, most statistics.
I hate the fact that he always has colds.
He does. Yeah, he does. And he doesn't stay home.
Do you think it's like a hand-washing issue?
Well, his hands are the most horrifying thing.
You know, at that age, seriously.
He's old, man.
You got to tip your hat, and I know Oscar will hate this, you got to tip your hat to Johnny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who took it easy. The older he got, the more he did that.
Three shows a week.
You've got to make room for the next wave.
Yeah, rolled out.
But the thing so is, that's just
at least time to live.
I'd like everybody to know. Mm-hmm. Just get ready for the second half of 2011.
Get ready, America. But also, you know, I think it's an ego thing. Johnny was never insecure,
right.
And Dave built an entire career on insecurity.
Yeah.
How long has he been on the air? 30 years?
Right.
At night?
Right.
Five co-hosts ever, I think?
Yeah, in the whole history.
You know what? I don't know what it is, and because I'm probably as guilty as anybody else of
being hot.
Of coming to a show and doing a show when you're sick. Mm-hmm. But God, I hate it. I friggin' hate it.
It's tough.
It's so tough to
listen to. We used to have to do it, you know?
In our own minds, I think we still do. We were sick half the year.
Exactly.
I mean, it's that thing that we do in broadcasting because we think we have easy jobs, and we probably do.
Great moment on Jeopardy last night. It was a young lady, and she thought she knew the answer, and what came out, it sounded, just not what she wanted to say.
Okay, I love
Cats
these.
And Dogs, The Revenge of Blank Blank. Raya?
What is... Pussy furry?
No. Nikhil or Andrew? What is kitty galore?
Answer not pussy furry, Mike.
Pussy furry.
No, that's not correct.
Let that through.
What a dirty birdie.
I'm sorry, 20 down.
Right.
Mike, you know what's happening on Monday, right?
Monday.
9 a.m. Eastern.
Not really aware.
It's Cat, Mike. And the reason I say that is a salute, tip of the Mike O'Mara Show hat.
But the t-shirt again?
Smokey the Cat of Great Britain. The world's loudest purring cat.
Oh, cool.
I love this.
Who, if mic closed, will purr between 80 and 92 decibels, the same rate of noise as a hairdryer.
Really?
Cool. Yes. This cat, you'd kill this cat. What if you heard this in your house?
That's funny.
You'd kill it.
I would think an alien's about to pop out of its chest.
And this is what will be going on at CAD this year, this kind of cruelty.
Can I give you very briefly, last night, did great with the old sleep thing.
Good.
Went to bed at 9:30, took a power nap in the afternoon, caught up on my sleep, which I needed to do. Oscar, who, not Oscar, I'm sorry, that's my dog three dogs ago. I just say I'm well rested and then I do that.
Time machine.
You're doing fine, Dave.
Beluga.
Yes.
Beluga, who sleeps with Carla and Frankie and I. And, you know, we all sleep in the same bed. Right. Everybody knows that. That's what pugs are. Pugs were designed as bed warmers for Asian royalty. Mm-hmm. But this dog, there's one sound that Beluga does, and I can duplicate it right here. This is what he does when that literally I will not be able to sleep when he does this.
I don't like mouth and
smacking his anus lips together.
Oh dear.
And I looked at him at one point, I said, "What are you doing?" And he's, you know, his head is sideways on the pillow and he's looking at me like this. And as soon as I look at him and I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, and he stops dead in his tracks, and then I turn away and I close my eyes and I hear, and it starts slowly again. It's a build up where he goes,
"Oh, he's testing the waters."
I said, "What is in your mouth? Is it a bit of Frankie feces or whatever that you are still feasting on after that?" Well, that's what they
got
do. You know what? You wake up on a Saturday morning and have Beluga greet you, which he does with me. Beluga knows when Carla and I are still in bed and the light and it's light out.
Yeah, that's right.
He knows.
He knows.
Shut up for a second. Stop. He knows that it's Saturday and it's exciting time and it's happy day off. Beluga knows that, and he will come over to me and I say good morning, and that's the only time of the week that he will come and start to lick me. And I swear to God, I am accosted by the smell of every corpse's rectum from here to China.
That was the name of my band.
It is the worst breath. I swear, I don't know how a mouth can get this foul. And he comes and he goes, I'm like, get away. He's horrible.
Paula Deen was on the Top Chef.
Who?
Paula Deen.
What's her name again?
Paula Deen. And you know, she loves shrimp.
Sure she does.
But she really likes when shrimp have the head still on.
Oh, really?
Why?
Goodness, I got so excited. I love heads on shrimp because I know I'm going to be sucking that head.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got to isolate that one.
I hope
you isolated the good part.
I always do.
There you go.
And Mike, you love ice cream. Who doesn't?
I love ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream.
I love ice cream.
We all scream for ice cream. How about the new ice cream product they're making in London? It's called Baby Gaga.
Oh, I know what's coming.
It's really great. Oscar, you're going to love this.
Okay.
It's only 25% cream from a cow.
Uh-huh. Nice.
It's 75% breast milk.
It's pure. It's natural. It's organic. And it's free range.
In response to an internet advert, literally some women came forward to provide bottles of milk for the publicity-hungry Covent Garden Creamery.
I was very impressed that I managed to donate. It was about 9 ounces, which is pretty much a full baby's bottle.
You know
What do the poshest girls in the world think of breast milk ice cream?
It's a really disgusting thought, thinking it's like breast milk, but after trying it, it's really good. It just tastes like normal vanilla ice cream.
Anybody possibly say this is disgusting? If it's good enough for our kids, it's good enough for anybody else.
A portion of Baby Gaga breast milk ice cream will cost you £14 and your dignity. Just joking, it's very healthy, apparently, and perfectly normal.
And your dignity.
That's a real story?
£14, thank you. Is that it, Rob?
I have to close with one because I mentioned this yesterday, got a lot of feedback, and I always like to give you a little music on Friday, Mike. The music of Al Bundy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peg. Am I bringing you down? Well, let me try another attitude. Oh man, we're broke, cha-cha-cha. Everybody flat broke, cha-cha-cha. Living in the gutter, cha-cha-cha. Early grave, cha-cha-cha. All right, now everybody, shoot me!
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Good stuff, I like that. We'll take a break, come back with Buzz's news to wrap up the week.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Oh no. Here's one for the youth streamers, Mike.
I know that it's late and I read.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yes, welcome.
The music of Tom Jones. Let's enjoy it, shall we? Sit back and
we should
enjoy.
Take it to the hook, yeah.
Good to hold, and I feel such a long way from home.
Now, Tom is going to have some advice for you in just a second.
We'll be right with you.
Yes, I know that our love is still new.
He'll tell you in a minute.
It's coming up here.
He's teasing you, Mike.
It's for the ladies, Rob.
And the men.
Well, the men, if the men are so inclined. And, well, I can't say it. I'll let Tom Jones say it. He'll say it best right here,
really
ladies and
question
gentlemen.
Really a question asking.
Tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight.
All right, turn that down.
Oscar just levitated and left the room.
How much Jones do you have in there? Do you have,
how much
what's
Jones?
The one?
So not enough to hold up his iPad.
Yeah, help yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have that
of
one?
Of course.
All right, that's the one. That's it. See, I was talking up the wrong one.
Yeah, that's what I realized.
Did
as
you
well.
Realize
I thought,
that?
I thought it was going to be.
Did you know
it was going to be Delilah?
Did you know when I was talking it up that I'd messed it up that it was another song?
No, because I was thinking what you were thinking.
Love Me Tonight is advice.
I always confuse Tom Jones and Wayne Newton.
No.
Is that fair?
No.
No, you can't compare the two.
But you can confuse every Tom Jones song with every other Tom Jones song. That's fair.
That's acceptable.
Yeah. Okay.
But Tom Jones, you know, there are when you get deep into the Tom Jones songbook,
right?
You know, you do realize that they have some common theme.
I thought we were headed for Delilah.
But is he black or white?
Well, you know what? He was an interesting-looking Welshman.
Yes.
But you know, I'll tell you what. One of his first big hits was Green Grass of Home.
Right.
And when Elvis heard it, he thought it was a black guy.
Yeah, he has that good sound. Okay. He is a white man. Okay. A white Welshman.
From Wales, yes.
And this is a song that I... What's this one called again?
Help Yourself.
Help Yourself.
This is what I wanted to call our cooking show and use this as the theme.
Tom Jones on KCJJ.
Love is like candy on a shelf.
See, it's, now, this with the reverb
you want to taste
sounds like
and help yourself.
Hi there.
Boy, you want him to show up, you play Tom Jones.
RJ just came into the room.
He came back. He
RJ
returned.
Just threw his panties at you.
Thought it was a twister.
Twister.
So the hook on this one.
One
Tom Jones had a lot of hooks on his song.
Okay. Right.
But I confused the hook of this song with the one Rob already played. So that's why I was saying Tom's got some advice.
Yes.
For all the ladies in the audience. And so if the ladies could pull their little iPods a little closer right now, you can listen to Mr. Jones because he's got advice for you ladies right now.
Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours.
That was so worth the trip.
My favorite part.
I couldn't disagree more.
After the verse here is
I give myself this buzz. There you go.
I love it. He goes... Yeah. He's so not sexy.
Enough. Let's play this music.
Oh, that means no more Tom.
Let's get him in here right
no
now.
No more fun.
And find out what's happening in the world, because I want to get that Charlie Sheen news on. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll send that info to 56 travel professionals.
56.
Triple E.
Who will then compete for your business. Let somebody else do the research. No matter where you want to go, save time and money with My Vacation Experts. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I want to get a little gunpowder falafel.
I'm
going to try it.
Got a great deal. Got tickets to Christchurch.
Oh, yeah. Christchurch is going to be. That's a good deal, baby.
Here's why we say. Yeah. Way too soon.
Okay. I apologize.
It'll get off.
He's
gone.
Doing a New Zealand earthquake, Joe. Right? Is Christchurch New
yes.
Zealand?
Yes, it is, actually.
Yeah. And you know what's not the
good? City was decimated.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
You should
just
be ashamed.
Help yourself to my lips.
Rob Spiewak, send the letters to him.
How you break the tension.
I'll be on Facebook tonight.
Here's why we say tax the rich. A census report shows that income in middle-class homes like mine, perhaps yours, have stayed the same over the last 30 years, while incomes for the top 1% of earners has quadrupled.
Yep.
Here's why we say health care decisions should not be left to health insurance companies. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, admitting no wrongdoing, has just settled out of court a Medicaid fraud case. The company will pay $25 million to Illinois and the federal government after being accused of canceling coverage for sick children and moving them into state and federal programs. Here's why we say don't trust your health to McDonald's. The chain's new oatmeal has more sugar than a Snickers bar, only 10 fewer calories than an Egg McMuffin, and 21 ingredients, most of them chemicals.
I love it. It tastes so good.
Have you had the oatmeal?
Have you had it, Buzz?
No, yeah, I don't care for the combination of fruit, so I
love it.
But it looks healthy.
Oh my God, I love it.
It just isn't.
And it's only 5 points.
With I'm all sorry, that sugar?
That's true. I, if you're gonna, yeah,
yeah, wow. It is. Yeah, that's right.
I bought some in Libya. It was goat meal.
Now this still has to go to the Wisconsin Senate, but House lawmakers in that state have voted to end collective bargaining for teachers and some other public workers. Democrats shouted shame as Republican lawmakers slipped out of the chamber under police protection. The bill would also change the state's health programs that cover low-income residents. But it will not get through the Wisconsin Senate as long as Democratic senators remain out of state, which they do.
So ridiculous. They're leaving the state while this is going on because they have no choice. Otherwise, this is going
to
go through.
Otherwise, they'll be rounded up by the police and returned to the Capitol for a vote.
They have to leave the state now because next month gas is going to be too expensive.
Yeah, the country is going mad, ladies and gentlemen.
And if the measure isn't voted on the next few days, a window of opportunity closes and Republicans would have to find some other way to balance the budget, which includes the possible laying off of some 12,000 state workers.
Which they will do, so it's a lose-lose.
Yeah, nobody wins here. Rolling Stone reports that the Army used psychological tricks on lawmakers to get them to vote in favor of funding the war in Afghanistan. The Army has for some time used psychological operations, or PSYOPs, but usually just on our enemies. Turns out they've also used these tricks to manipulate key military funding lawmakers, including John McCain and Joe Lieberman.
Care to elaborate on the tricks? What are we talking about here?
I just saw John
McCain.
We're
talking about putting something in their tuna fish? What's going on?
I saw John McCain tell me these weren't the droids I was looking for.
What the hell are they doing?
I don't know the details. I know that we're talking about the power of suggestion here to a large extent. There's a little bit of,
That's illegal to use it against any U.S. citizen. That's what it's meant not to be used for.
Exactly.
But it's psychological warfare that they say the military, a whistleblower within the military is saying that they went after the lawmakers and that's not what they were supposed
to do. But I'd love to figure out exactly what was done. That's what people are going to want to know. People are going to want to know what was done and how was it accomplished, and you know, is it something that can be done to everybody, and is it being done to everybody, and are advertising agencies using it and everything? My questions are infinite on this.
This is something the Army has been researching and using for years. They've tapped universities and experts to perfect these techniques.
Did they go in?
But the soldiers who perform this kind of work are not allowed it would be like revealing a secret American tactic. So I don't know how much of
these be individuals that would have a meeting with the senator,
right,
and that type of thing, where they would use
Army
that.
That's like a mind F. They probably profile these guys, and I can't look. I'm just elaborating here and guessing, but they probably profile these guys and know what their weak spots are, and they know how to weave through a conversation 10 times faster than any talk show host in America could to actually change the mind of. And influence the mind of somebody that's in the power to make a decision.
Maybe that's why Speaker Boehner cries so much.
Well, I'm just shocked because I don't see how anybody could get anything over on McCain or Lieberman.
Not a chance.
Anyway, this is now being seriously investigated very top.
We'll have to see what happens.
To paraphrase you from earlier, Libya is still unstable, stable, stable. Mm-hmm. Muammar Gaddafi's use of hired guns to kill his own protesting
Rob
citizens.
Loved that.
That was really
Rob
good.
Rob loved that because it was pop culture and it was when he used to be sat in front of the TV.
It may get Gaddafi tried as a war criminal.
Look
as
at the joy. More joy than I think anything on this show when you said
it's
that.
It's a TV commercial.
Because Rob loved Libby's.
It had a jingle.
And he made it rhyme.
Okay, thank you.
The United Nations is already looking into Gaddafi's war crimes and making other moves to try to force him out of office. There's also concern that the unrest in Libya is breaking down that nation's food supply chain, which can only make things there get uglier. Now, equally unstable, of course, is Charlie Sheen, who's called another radio show to blast the show's creator, Chuck Lorre. And before we roll the tapes, know this. The show is going off the air for a while and maybe forever. Quoting the official statement, based on the totality of Charlie Sheen's statements, conduct, and conditions, CBS and Warner Brothers Television have decided to discontinue production of 2.5 Men for the remainder of the season. Many people think it won't be back. Here are some of the things that Charlie said.
If it stays on a hiatus much longer, they're going to have to change it to Three Men.
Three Men.
Because Angus is getting bigger.
Yeah, Angus is huge.
Here's when he rails out against show creator Chuck Lorre.
Yeah. Great writer, by the way.
Let me just say this. It's nothing this side of deplorable that a certain Haim Levine, yeah, that's Chuck's real name, mistook this rock star for his own selfish exit strategy, bro. Check it, Alex. I embarrassed him in front of his children and the world by healing at a pace that his unevolved mind cannot process. Okay, last I checked, Haim, I've spent, I think, close to the last decade, I don't know, effortlessly and magically converting your tin cans into pure gold.
Wow.
All right, here's the delusion twice. Mm-hmm. his empowerment. I said this on the radio this morning. This is his empowerment when he's talking about the tin can of gold. He's referencing the fact that the show has been so successful. I said a long time ago, this is what empowers a guy like Charlie Sheen. The more you keep him associated with this television show, the more he's going to F up and the more he's going to spiral out of control. And then the delusional statement and denial, Buzz, is the fact that he's saying, you know, he can't process how quickly I've recovered. Well, listen to him. He hasn't recovered.
No, he hasn't recovered at all.
Not even close.
Here he is talking about clowns and turds.
Yeah, I didn't care about that vanity card. In fact, I went straight on with that one and just dispelled that.
Stop it right there. I just want to explain. The vanity card is that little blurb at the end of Two and a Half Men, which is put in by the producer, and that's where he's put his stuff.
His message.
That's the vanity card. He made message to Charlie, right?
Yeah, I didn't care about that vanity card. In fact, I went straight on with that one and just dispelled that. And that was actually, you know, one of the few compliments that clown has paid me in freaking almost a decade. It's just if I bring up these turds, these little homunculus losers, there's no reason to then, you know, bring them back into the fold, because I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero. They have that night, and I will forget about them as the last image of them exits my beautiful home, and they will get out there and they will sell me, and then they will lose, they will lose the rest of their lives as they think about me.
I got one more I want you to hear.
Me.
Actually,
deluded.
We could play all 18 minutes because it's all pretty exciting.
Amazing.
But this is, Mike referenced this in the open, and this is just a frightening sentence no matter how you hear it.
I'm done. It's on. Bring it, as I say. I ain't hiding, you know? And if you're a part of my family, I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
There you go.
Normal.
Sheen says he's not worried about this. He says he's been offered $5 million an episode for a series on HBO. I wonder if that's true. We'll see. Finally.
I'd watch.
You know, it's funny. It was called me stop. You could probably have mentioned any other network, and I would say absolutely not.
Right, right.
HBO, it being just the Maverick network.
Maybe.
You never know.
I've heard it's going to be called Sheen's Corner.
Yes.
Seriously.
No, that's true. That's what
really?
He says. Yeah. That's what he says.
Sheen's
yeah.
Corner, yeah, who right. knows.
He may be crazy, however. Mm-hmm. Yeah, finally, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is investigating a house fire that was apparently started when the occupant tried to use a blowtorch to thaw a frozen pipe. That, say investigators, is what set off all the illegal fireworks that were stored in the home. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. That's it. Our show is brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Most of the TV shows we discuss are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles and everything else, even on your TV. $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. That's it. Have a fabulous, safe weekend. We will be back on Monday. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you.